Application RZ025-0256 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by JKKB Real Estate Investment LLC for parcels located at 1225 Clevenger Cove Road, Hollister, Missouri, parcel 18-7.0-35-004-016-001.000 to be rezoned from R1 zoning district in district to NR1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. So all in favor of approving the application as presented, raise your hand and say aye. Opposed, raise your hand and say nay.
Nay.
Motion does not carry. So now the meeting that where they actually vote on it, where this is a recommendation, but it's Tuesday, December 16th, 2025, same location, 9 a.m., okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
If you're here for that application, if you wouldn't mind heading out so we can bring some more people in for the next one. Appreciate your time. And you know, actually, if we want to let them know they'll stay out there, we'll let them know when they're, instead of trying to crowd in here, if they'll just stay out there.
Yeah.
Okay, Cody, are we ready for the next conditional use permit? We're good?
Yeah, we're good.
All right. All right, case number 2025-014. CUP, property owner Kathy and Martha Stewart, location 360 Lazy Acres Road, Pro Tem, Missouri, Big Creek Township, Section 9, Township 21, Range 17. You guys might remember this. You had this pretty recently, a month or two ago. Request, Kathy and Martha Stewart are seeking Planning Commission approval for a conditional use permit for a farmer's market located at 360 Lazy Acres Road, Pro Tem, Missouri. Parcel number 24-2.0-09-000-000-006.010. It's currently A1 in zoning. According to the assessor, it's 20.02 acres in size. It's got a private well and septic for wastewater. So like I said, the history, on September 15th, it came through for a rezone from A1 to C2 and was denied. And with that, I will turn it over to the applicant and have them come up. Oh, excuse me. I apologize. Let me fill them
okay.
In where we're at real quick. Hold on. All right, so I apologize, guys. So we got Kirbyville way over here. It's here on the other side of the county. It's almost out of the county. George could probably describe this better than I could.
Yeah, you said way over here at Kirbyville. Kirbyville's not way
over here. This one you're from Branson.
Directions to your house include the words after you leave the pavement.
There you go. So, subject property is right here. Arkansas is just out of your view down here to the south. Once again, 125 Lazy Acre Road, second parcel down to the south. A1, so it's all a lot of farming out in that area. And with that, I'll turn it over.
Thank you.
Okay, my name's Kathy Sturt, and we're requesting a CUP so we can have farmers markets, events like Spring Fest or events like once a month, and it would be during the day. Parking would be inside the gate because we have 20 acres, and there would be porta-potties, whatever we needed would be provided for each event, and it would be just during the day. So that's what we're requesting. Any questions?
Are there any structures on the property?
No, there's no structures. Oh, there's the well house, pump house.
How many events a year are you talking about?
Probably like Spring Fest, Fall Fest, Winter Fest, things like that.
And how would you market it to get people out that direction? Well, what would be the audience to try to get people to come out?
People who have, you know, like vendors. We've already, we can put out flyers showing, and I think we have a good base to do that because people seem interested. And farmers markets, too.
Was it during the... You say spring, is it every weekend or is it?
No, we would just once? Once a month.
Check in the insurance for all the activities you're going to be having there?
No, but I'm going to. I know that we can get it, you know, get the insurance to cover our events. So, and anything, I do know that the people, if you had a food truck, they have their own insurance.
How many visitors are you anticipating? I mean, because that intersection, the road that comes out of there, I know there's two ways to get there,
mm-hmm.
And neither of them are favorable for a huge amount of traffic. What's your expectation as far as visitors and numbers?
I don't know about the numbers. I just know there's already a lot of traffic on that road, but there's only one house across the street from our property. Mm-hmm. And there's a business right around the corner. And then there's those two resorts that are out there. So they do use those roads.
Mm-hmm. And do they access the resorts from the road that goes by your property?
The highway.
The
yes.
highway?
Okay. Yes.
Up above?
The Lazy Acre Road goes down to Lazy Acre Resort.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
From.
And then it also curves back around and accesses McBride at an intersection, at a wide intersection.
Like I say, they are pretty dangerous intersections mm-hmm. on 125, both of them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're pretty familiar. You were just here a month or two ago.
Yes.
So do we have anybody that showed up to speak for or against this application?
Yes. Howard, can I add one thing? So when you have these special events like this, not knowing the nature and it just being so generic, just a special event, you would need to come to the planning and zoning office, and I would need to know, like, a traffic plan, how many people you expect. You would need to review each one.
You'd have to do that for each one. Okay.
For a special event that's just generic and you're throwing out a blanket
okay.
over there to cover everything, that's too vague for me to approve. You would need to come through.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, good evening. My name is Taylor Stockhill, and I'm here with Kathy. The first event that we had considered trying to get a trial to see if this might be something it would be, we talked about Spring Fest, which would be in April. April 24th through the 26th during the daytime. And we've talked about several things, like I said, from porta potties to if we needed signage for traffic, how we would direct all the traffic in for safe parking to get people off the street. But the reason, one of the things we wanted to do, we are looking at for like smaller craft fairs, or one of my friends recently started the Highlandville swap meet. So we're trying, I don't know how many people because the location is farther out than, you know, I personally live in Springfield, but we would be trying to just get, we would be marketing on Facebook, possibly Instagram, trying to get a feel for how many vendors and how many people we would have. But we would just, we're looking to starting at one in April to kind of see how it goes. I'm trying to think. One of the things, there are people out in the community that we see that already sell eggs or bread or beef or things like this, and it's a really good way to, like, bring in the community. People get to know each other, have events, get to know the community. My husband and I are, we live in Springfield, but we're looking for land, and we're looking for a place that we could grow and expand and do things that would have, you know, we had livestock or things like this, but just be able to be in a community where we could have small business and try to grow. And so I don't know if there's, we have looked at, my friend is the owner of BWI Sanitation. We've looked at possibly arranging that for the events, but we've tried to look at everything and looking to, if this were to be approved, looking into the insurance and everything that we would need to cover everyone. And as far as signage, if the roads are, if we need to put out signs about slow down, you know, this far up is the turn in, that we could try to do whatever we needed to do. So thank you so much for your consideration. Is there any questions that I could answer or anything?
Not at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Sir?
My name is Daniel Brooks, and I live on Lazy Acres Road. We were talking about the amount of people that go up 125. It is well known as a route for motorcyclists. They do seem to speed on that road. They come off the ferry, and they come in bunches. So there is a problem with turning in and out of Lazy Acres Road. I think you pointed that out, ma'am. So that is one of my concerns. The other is there's a lot of bad things going on Lazy Acres Road that I'm not pleased about. We got people moving in trailers, living in there long periods of time with no septic. They're talking about porta potties. What about the trash that's going to accumulate? Are we going to take care of that? Who's going to clean up the roads as people pull out of there and trash the road? So in my opinion, I don't think there's enough clientele to support what they're trying to do. I know they were trying to get their abundant living through. Okay, is that property now, if they turn into a farmer's market, is that going to be a commercial property then? How will that in the future, if this fails, what can they do with the property? Right now, we've got a lot of farmers out there. We've got a lot of cattle raisers. I would not like to see it become a multi-family or abundant living. So to me, if you change the zoning so they can have a farmer's market, how will that affect them if this fails?
Well, so, first off, it's not a rezone. It's okay. A conditional use permit, and if they sell the property, it wouldn't run with the land. And the other is we could be pretty specific on what's required for that, just to answer a couple of your comments,
sir. I have nothing against the ladies. You know, they're trying to make a living. They're trying to do something nice. But I think if you all look in that area, I don't think it can support what they're trying to do. And that is only my opinion. So I thank you for your time, and that's what I got to say.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else signed up for or against? Ma'am, you want to come back up? Yeah. Anybody have any questions, additional questions?
I have a question. Would you put sewer facilities in out there to make this pass?
To make it pass?
In other words, I'm looking for more commitment.
Yes, I'm working on that. I am working on
but
that.
But what I'm talking about, would you put it in the thing? And I don't like porta potties any better than the other gentleman
no,
does.
No, I don't either.
That's not a permanent thing. Mm-hmm. Porta potties are temporary things.
Temporary. And yes, we have.
If we're going to do a project, I like to see more commitment.
Oh, there's commitment. I've been checking on all sorts of things. Not only that, but we have already called and requested a dumpster out there to. for people to put their stuff in for the events. But, yes, I'm willing to check into permanent.
Because you have a lot of people that take flood handling.
Yes, it does.